Today is Thursday, March 20th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Spray Tanning Day. I used to go to the tanning bed all the time because it was in my period of time where I wanted to be slim and trim and tan and all of those things. And now I know that was bad for me and I shouldn't have done it. I should have just been a white pasty boy because wrinkles, skin cancer, all kinds of things. But there you go. It's also Absolutely Incredible Kids Day. Ugh, not really. National Proposal Day, National Farm Rescuer Day. Spring begins. It is National Native HIV AIDS Awareness Day, and it's National Ravioli Day. So I do love a ravioli. Really, any kind of ravioli I'm good with, but fried ravioli is super good with a dipping sauce, with a marinara sauce. So let's check. I don't think we have any contact because I was looking the other... I was looking earlier, and I don't think that we have any contact, but you know what? Some contact could have come in while I was driving home. No text messages. Let's just go over here and look and see if we got any voicemails. We do have a voicemail, so let's play the voicemail. Why not? Here we go.
Hello, lovey.
Hello.
I'm on my morning nipple walk.
Yeah.
I'm listening to your hump day little show, and you were talking about getting your tag.
Oh, my God, Fatty. It is so complicated.
You got your sticker.
Yeah.
And then you wanted to borrow Mitten's car, and then you didn't need to borrow Mitten's car.
Yes.
And then you said that Mitten's had to go into the office.
He did.
To get an award, but he had to take an Uber. Is there a reason that Mittens didn't take your car? Does he not like your car? Do you not allow him to drive your car? What's the 411, as the kids say, on all that? Anyway, sorry to hear about your memory. You won't remember that I said that, but that's okay. And I'll say thank you for calling. Let's see. Where's that button?
No, you.
Speaking of not remembering.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, Fatty. Always love to hear from you, as you say. I thought I had covered this, but Mark, so how do I make this into a really long answer because I don't have a whole lot of content for today? But I'm going to start doing some sort of segments because, A, why not? And B, why not? Because I need some content, and why not have some segments so that I have some content? But, so to answer your question, the short answer is I drive a stick shift, and Mark does not know how to drive a standard. And in my opinion, Mark is not a good learner, not a good student. And I'm not patient. I am patient, actually. I'm a very patient person, but he is not. And so I have not tried to teach him because I feel like that is a tantrum. Tantrum's a bad choice. I love my boyfriend. He is not patient. And he gets frustrated when he can't learn something. And I have not taught him how to drive a standard. So maybe one day I will teach him how. So he can't. Like, I would let him. I even left my keys here, but he doesn't know how to drive it. And so when I get a new vehicle at some point, but I drive vehicles until the wheels fall off. And so it'll be another 10 years before I get a new vehicle, probably. But when I get a new vehicle, I probably will just switch to an automatic so that he can drive it. Or I need to teach him. One of the two. All right. Well, we did have some groceries delivered, and so I'm just going to steal Big Fatty's segment. And since Big Fatty called in, might as well steal his segment. I'm going to just read what I got. The only thing is, this is going to get very, if I do this every time, it's going to get very old because we eat the same things every week. I got a bag of Tostitos bite-sized tortilla chips. I got a Diet Mountain Dew, Starbucks French Roast Coffee Keurig K-Cup single serve, a Starbucks Sumatra Dark Roast K-Cup. I don't know why he wants dark roast. I don't like coffee, but if I'm going to drink coffee, I want to drink the lightest, blondest roast you can possibly give me. And but he likes dark roast. Blah, it tastes burnt. Actually, all of Starbucks coffee tastes burnt to me. I got butter lettuce, hydroponic butter lettuce, actually. I got some turkey. I got some ground turkey. Oh no, I didn't. They said I canceled that, but I didn't. Ordered bread. I ordered bell pepper. It looks like they didn't deliver everything that I wanted. Maybe they were out of some items. But we attempted to get ground turkey and some King's Hawaiian rolls, and they were out of stuff. Oh, because I had to cancel the order. It was such a nightmare. So here's what happened. We had scheduled the delivery of the groceries between 2 and 6, because that was my free slot that didn't cost any money. The morning slot was not available, or it would have cost extra. And so I chose the 2 to 6, and Mark was going to be home, so there was no big deal. There was no problem. He was home, et cetera, et cetera. And when he found out he had to go into the office because he won this award, well, he was going to be in the office right during that 2 to 4, 2 to 5 window. And they normally come close to the beginning of the window. And so I had to cancel, but there was no way to reschedule it. I could not find any way to. I Googled it and I found some instructions, but they didn't work. And I think it might have been because I was just too close to the delivery window. Maybe they only let you edit the delivery time up to a certain amount of hours before or something. I'm not really sure. And so I could not reschedule it. All I could do was cancel it. So I canceled it. But they do have a nice feature on the app where they will let you reorder an entire order. So I canceled it, but then I immediately reordered the exact same order. And then I picked a different time. So I picked from 6 to 8 or something. So he was able to get them, but it was a whole rigmarole, as they would say, because it just wasn't. And then, yes, Fatty, he couldn't drive my car. I couldn't get the shelf because inventory problems. So it was a little bit of a cat chasing a tail sort of situation. We were just making no progress in anything. So yeah, so got my hair cut, did all of that, and today is, as I'm recording this, is Wednesday. It's snowing outside at the moment. I swear it must have been in the 70s this morning when I went to work, because it was warm outside. It was windy, because it's been very windy here, but I had on a polo shirt. I didn't wear a jacket because it was warm outside. And then it got colder and colder and colder throughout the day, and now it's snow/sleeting. I don't know. I don't even know exactly what it's doing at the moment, but it's kind of a mixture of snow and sleet. It's currently, it says it's 41 degrees at the moment, but it's going to get, I guess it's going to stay in the, it's going to get down to like 34. And so my boss was in town, or is in town, so I went to the office, and we had a year-beginning sort of meeting in one of the new auditoriums that we have, And it was really nice. It was really nice. And then I went back and did some work, and then had a one-on-one with my boss. And my like I said, my coworker wants me to have happy hour with them, but I don't want to, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I have so many meetings tomorrow, I don't want to go into the office. I really don't. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.